fouls for Cass City and one for Lakers. At the line, shooting two, Guardian. First one is no good. Hit the back right corner of the rim. Bounces out. Second one coming. Lakers still leading 10-6 as Zwemer and Schutte sits down with 1:09 left in the first quarter.
That's a big foul on the big guy, Clark, because now that pretty much evens it out with Paul Zwemer for the Lakers also having one.
Evan Kaczynski and Andrew Mead back into the game for the Lakers as the second free throw from Guardian is good. Here come the Red Hawks, trailing by 5, 1:05 left in the first. Orban, top of the key, moving right to left across the radio. Over to Hartwick.
Lakers have gone to a 2-1-2 zone.
Rasmussen now back in the game, kicks back up to Hartwick for 3, and this one's good. Hartwick responds with a triple, and now it's a 2-point game, 11-9, 45 seconds left in the first. Guardian at the right wing, dribbles twice, feeds it into post at the high post. Down into number 4, Andrew Mead for the easy layup from the left side, and it's good. Leads back up to 4 for the Lakers. Here comes Orban, 31 seconds left in the first. Over to Hartwick, who just hit a 3 in the last trip down. This time, Rasmussen takes a 3 from the left corner right in front of us. This one's off the mark, and rebound Guardian kicks it over to Evan Kaczynski. Two Kaczynskis on this team tonight, Evan and Steve. The one with the ball right now, number 5, Evan Kaczynski, is a 5'10 senior. Guardian takes the long 2 from the right wing, no good, rebound Lakers. Guardian goes into the lane, he tries to chuck this one up, no call, and rebound Israelson with 1 second left. They check up the half-court shot. It's off the mark, and that's how the first quarter is going to end. Lakers 13, Cass City 9. You're tuned to WLEW, second quarter coming up.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it. But not doing your laundry really isn't an option. Unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
The action.
8 minutes are on the clock for the second quarter, and Lakers lead 13-9 over the visiting Cass City Redhawks. Cass City has 4 people in the books. Cody Orban with 2, Colin Hartwick with 3, Jacob Perry with 2, and Israelson with 2. As far as Lakers go, they have 5 have scored. Andrew Mead with 2, Nick Post with 2, Dominic Guardian with 1, Jared Schutte with a 3, and Paul Zwemer with 5. The only foul trouble, that'd be Paul Zwemer with 1, 4 Lakers, and Cass City has 3 players with 1 apiece, including Israelson. Cass City gets the ball to start the second quarter on the left side of your radio, feeds it down to the right post, goes to work against Nick Post, is number 12. Cody Ross, no good, rebound Jared Schutte for the Lakers. Comes across midcourt, 7.5 to play. It's still 13-9, green and white.
Cass City has gone to a 2-1-2 zone also.
Binder back out to Schutte, into Evan Kaczynski in the left corner. Feeds it into Zwemer, gone a little bit of a runner. Tries to loft it up there. This one's no good. Still loose ball, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by a maroon jersey. Laker ball underneath their own hoop. Feed it in. It was tipped, actually, on the inbound by Israelson. He has a wingspan of about 7 feet. He's directly underneath the cylinder. Schutte. Passes into Kaczynski. Evan Kaczynski, unless otherwise specified as Steve. Kaczynski, top of the key, dribbles left to the right. Picks up his dribble, back over to Schutte. He dribbles once, picks up his dribble. And over to Kaczynski, right wing. Back over to left wing, Schutte for 3. This one's up, off the front of the iron. Rebound, Cass City. And they actually had to get rid of it into Paul Zwemer's hands. He tries to go to work. Picks up his dribble, goes in for the shot. Rims rolls all the way around the cylinder, no good. And still loose ball, and now we have a whistle. This looks like it is going to be a loose ball foul on Cass City. It's getting pretty physical in there, John, wouldn't you say?
It sure has, and Lakers has thrown a little bit of a wrinkle, putting Nick Post down on the baseline like we've talked about before in the past. and then it is distorting Cass City's zone a little bit.
The foul goes against Shane Rasmussen, his first for Cass City, and Cass City's fourth as a team, as the inbound is nearly stolen out of the hands of Binder. Feeds it into the post, out of the Zwemmer. He kicks it back out. Now Nick Post feeds it to Binder. He drives into the lane, kicks it out to Kaczynski in the right corner. He has to chase it down. And now they go to work, and Nick Post now at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble, down to the baseline. Binder for the jump shot, and it's good. Ball movement is a success for Lakers so far tonight, as their coach, Jeremy Majeski, actually is wearing a red tie, a maroon tie to be more specific, as the Cassidy shot goes no good. Rebound, Lakers. End of the first in Brown City. Harbor Beach leads Brown City 17-11. Game in front of you, Lakers hosting Cass City. Lakers leads 15-9. Left corner. Schutte kicks it into Zwemmer across the lane to Binder. Goes into lane, back out to Zwemmer. And we have a whistle. It's disco night here as a travel call is made against Lakers. And it's going to be a turnover for the green and white. Cass City ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
I'm telling you, both sides, this has been tough defense. There's bodies flying. This looks like a lineman's dream out here.
Orban kicks it over to a new man on the court. That's number 23, Tristan Kuntz for Cass City. Now over to the right wing to Shane Rasmussen. Orban feeds into Israelson in the paint, goes against Zwemmer. Nice little post move there. And it hit about four parts of the rim and finally rolls in. Israelson's first field goal of the night. He has 4 points. 5.5 to play in the second quarter, 15-11. Schutte for three from the right wing. This one rolls in. He gets the shooter's bounce and the home court advantage there. He now has 6 off of 2 threes. It's 18-11, Elkton Pigeon Bayport. Over to the right wing to Rasmussen for Cass City. Back up top of the key to Cody Ross. Feeds it into Israelson at the right post. Back up to Orban, dribbling around. Being guarded by Schutte. Kicks it in the left corner into Kuntz for three. This one's off the mark and rebound Zwemmer. Nearly an over-the-back call by Israelson. But he retreated to the last second. Schutte slows things down, comes across the timeline, left to right across the radio. We played 3 minutes into the second quarter, and Lakers calls a timeout. They want to set something up here, and it's going to be a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back after this.
The future is here. Thumb Cellular has launched the latest, fastest 4G service in the United States. It's 10 times faster than 3G will ever be. Get on a network like you've never experienced before. You now have access to 19 sites throughout the thumb. You also have access to Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide, with more coverage than all other networks combined.
I give you the future.
Thumb Cellular has a selection of devices that work with the 4G service, such as the Motorola Razr Max, Novatel Wireless USB Modem, and the Novatel Wireless MiFi Hotspot. For more information, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Prepare yourself for a 4G invasion with Thumb Cellular. The future of wireless is here.
An absolute classic played game here in this classic gym in Elkton Pigeon Bayport as Lakers just took a full timeout, leading 18-11 over Cass City. They feed it over to Schutte for three from the right post or right wing. This one's just off the mark. Rebound Cass City by Cody Ross, and he has two white jerseys all over, and we have a foul going against the Lakers. Foul's against number 5, Evan Kaczynski. That's his first. We have a sub coming in. Kyle Binder sits down, back in his guardian for the Lakers. As Tristan Kuntz passes in to Orban, comes across the timeline. At the free throw lines, Jacob Perry feeds it into Israelson at the right post. Passes it back out, and Kuntz isn't there to pick it up. He was trying to go down the lane, and it's a turnover. Laker ball right in front of their student section on the far side, on the left side of the radio.
Israelson's getting a little frustrated with Zwemmer's defense, and when the Cassidy player relocated, and of course he wasn't there.
Schutte dribbling all the way around the key, feeds it into the right corner to Evan Kaczynski. Zwemmer going to work now. Skip pass all the way down to the left corner to guarding. He drives down the baseline, and we have a whistle